Welcome back to the Lockdown Podcast. I'm Meech Rose. This is
Big Giovanni.
And we are back at it like a fucking
crack addict.
Today is gonna be a little simpler day. Might be a little bit shorter. So what you wanna start with today, Yo-Yo?
Whatever you wanna start off with. We always start off with kind of weird news.
So
this is gonna be a weird weird little story from the NBA. So
Marcus Morris.
He got injured.
Yeah.
Now, how do you think he got injured? Do you think he rolled his ankle? Do you think he was,
Did you think he, like, ran into Drummond or something?
Yeah.
Do you think he hurt his wrists when he was unsigning the contract to the Spurs? Fuck him. What do you think happened?
No, I'm asking you, though.
What do I think happened?
What do you
think? I think maybe, like, he hurt his wrist when he was unsigning that contract to the Spurs, you know? Nope.
That's incorrect.
What happened?
So, every day in the morning, his one-year-old son wakes him up, jumps on the bed, and that's how he gets woken up. So, apparently, his one-year-old son is a big one-year-old that ended up causing him to hurt his neck prior to the game against Philly.
When he jumped on him.
I kid you not, this is not made up. This is, you know, we're not making anything up. This is a real story. This is really what happened. He was out for two games.
That's absolute comedy. I don't really have an opinion on it. I mean, you know, he needs to be a little bit more careful. Do you want to talk about the Luke Walton thing? I actually kind of want to talk about that.
We can talk about it.
So,
in the summer, when he got fired and he took the job with Sacramento,
there was a report that came out.
That came out that a woman accused him for sexually assaulting her
in his hotel room, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and I think it was like 2015 or something like that.
It was when he was in the Warriors as an assistant.
Yeah, as an assistant with the Warriors. But apparently, she dropped the case.
Not only did she drop the case, she dropped it with prejudice. So, therefore, she cannot file another suit.
Yeah.
So, he's completely off the hook for this. I think... I don't know what to say about that one. I kind of don't want to touch it.
No.
At the same time.
This is just news we're reporting.
Yeah, I think we're pretty opinionless on this one. But... for him, it's a great thing because now that he doesn't have to worry about that, maybe he can be a better fucking coach. He's terrible. Jesus Christ. Yeah. The Kings have been really bad since he started being the coach. But at the same time, what's his name? De'Aaron Fox hasn't been playing.
De'Aaron Fox has been out. Bagley's been out. So they've another had a
big,
couple.
They've had two big pieces been out for a long time. The only star that's been really playing is Buddy Hield, right?
Buddy Hield and
Bogdanovich.
Which I mean, they're great players, but I think they're kind of the same player when it comes to like
not really, because Buddy's a little bit more of a volume shooter scorer. Mm-hmm. He's volume. He shoots like 8 threes a game, doesn't he? He shoots a lot of threes in the game. Bojan doesn't shoot half as many. So,
no, but I mean,
he shoots just as well. Yeah, I will say that he shoots almost just as well.
Now. We haven't made a podcast in like
in a very long time.
Weeks, I think.
Yes.
So we did miss some stories. We're just gonna glance over some stories that we've kind of missed on the podcast. So we're gonna go ahead.
I want to start.
No, I already know.
Okay.
That's what I was gonna.
So
you know, lead up.
James Harden's dunk that didn't count, right? They just put in a formal request, a grievance. And it got denied. I think it was just this week, just last week.
I think it was Monday.
So they got denied on Monday. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. They were up 20 points and lost the game, not because of this dunk, but because they couldn't hold the lead. They couldn't secure the lead. But they and I don't even think the Rockets really suck. I just think that they that was just a dumb, like that was so dumb. That was so dumb. It was just dumb. It was silly.
I'm going to pull something up that I saw on Twitter that I was telling you about.
Also, there was, they got away with a backcourt violation. And if I'm not mistaken, they also got away with a cut from out of bounds.
What's that YouTuber? Breakdown.
Basketball Breakdown. Yeah. B-ball Breakdown.
Watch that. He'll break it down.
He'll break out the whole down thing. They were up 20 points in the fourth. Like,
do you guys remember when LeBron traveled in Utah, right?
Yeah.
It was a big thing.
Big thing.
And somebody on Twitter was like, the Jazz are hopeful that the NBA will either award them a win or order that the final 45 and 20 seconds of Wednesday's game against the Lakers be replayed at a later date.
Absolute comedy.
That's basically what they're doing. Because it was 7 minutes left on the clock? They're going to play 7 minutes. You know, the last time they replayed a game, it was back when Shaq was with the Heat, and he fouled out when he wasn't fouled out.
Right.
They played, 50 seconds left of the game?
Absolutely.
Just 50 seconds, that's not
good. That's good. That's fine.
I don't think 50 seconds would affect anybody, nor will it have any injuries or anything like that. But
the next story is, let's just move on from that, because that was just, that's such a dumb thing. Like,
it's a dumb thing, but
error is like almost what's best about basketball, because you can miss certain fouls and you don't have to worry about constantly stopping the game over and over and over again. Like, maybe, and I don't think they even have a leg to stand on as much as Harden relies on the refs during his game.
Well, he does it too much. He relies.
He relies on the refs so much, and they give him so much that this one play over his entire career of flopping and things of that nature, this one play is what really is. Like, that's so stupid. It's the Rockets are, like, that's just some whiny thing. Like, I just feel like that's whiny. Like, we're all adults here. Let it go.
It's different when you're bending the rules, but when they do it on accident, they don't even do it on purpose. Right. They just thought you missed. Then there's an issue.
It was just so whiny to me. It just comes off as, like, we're all adults here. Can we act like adults?
Man.
Please. Like, this one game wasn't that big of a deal, first of all. It's not going to affect your standing that much. You're probably still going to be, like, top three seed. Like, come on. Right. Just let it go.
Yeah, I agree.
Don't have any choice now. It's got to be let go.
We can talk about Melo winning Player of the Week.
Yeah, first time since 2014?
Yeah, first time since 2014 he won it when he was with the Knicks. Now, mm-hmm. A lot of people were upset because he won this. Now, all I got to say is it's Player of the Week.
Right.
It doesn't really matter. I mean, yes, he accomplished that. Yes, he was this and that. Well, you know,
It's a nice thing to have.
Yeah, but it's like you get it, you move on, cool. Now, the only reason they honestly gave it to him because he was 3-0 in that week.
Yeah, he was.
Like, they didn't lose that week. Now, other players like James Harden had two games that week only.
Mm-hmm.
Luka went 2-1.
Mm-hmm.
So he won two, lost one. So they had to give it to the person that won the most games.
That was winning. And was scoring at a high volume.
Yeah.
He was scoring. Like, what was his...
And that week...
22.3, 7.7, 2.7, and 57% from the field. And 45% from three. Like, that's really good. That deserves Player of the Week.
Especially if you win the three games.
All three games. Yeah. And you're winning all three games. That's really... That's high quality basketball. And then, that definitely deserves Player of the Week.
Carmelo heard about what was being said. Mm-hmm. And he said, I won't allow the negativity to creep in. I worked so hard to get at a point where mentally and emotionally I won't let that happen.
Was this also a quote from him? I've seen the chatter, but I won't allow myself to pay attention to that because I've come too far to start listening to that bullshit, to be honest with you. Yeah. So it makes sense. Stop. Like, I think did he also say here?
This is something else. This is LeBron.
Oh, it's a LeBron quote? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, like, it's a dumb thing to be whining about.
Yeah,
like,
if it was
that's
MVP,
more Rockets whining to me.
Yeah,
you're just putting in more Rockets whining.
If it was MVP,
then I'd understand.
Then, yeah,
it'd be a big deal.
If you have a
case, if it was DPOY, Sixth Man of the Year, any end of the season award, Finals MVP, any major award
that
I'd be like, all right,
get something like to hold.
These motherfuckers are getting a paper inside of a frame that they probably don't even do anything with, like. They probably put it in the back of a box or something. Like, nobody cares. It's not that big of a deal.
It's honestly not. They're just overreacting.
Genuinely.
That's, you know, not even that much.
That's not even a big deal.
We can talk about, do you want to talk about this LeBron thing, or should we just move on in general with some other stuff?
What's
some
more recent now? I don't even know what this LeBron thing is.
The LeBron thing was when he was, when he took his shoes off and gave it to some girl.
Oh, and he moonwalked on it.
He didn't moonwalk. He was just celebrating after a block from Kyle Kuzma, so it wasn't necessarily like...
Yeah, I mean, I don't care.
The Jazz announcer called him out saying, oh, that's so disrespectful.
Win a game. Like, if you don't want this player to be disrespectful taking his shoes off during the game, then make it a close game so he has to play.
Right.
Like,
be a better team.
Any whining. I don't want no more whining about anything at all, bro. This is the NBA. It's a major league sport. And you're out here whining about little things like this. This is so crybaby stuff. Like, I don't even like LeBron. I thought it was disrespectful, but it's no reason for you to cry about it. You're getting disrespected because you're losers.
Yeah, that's why.
Stop being a loser, and you'll get some respect.
To me, I feel like when people get mad and they score because it's after a blowout at the end of the game.
Yeah.
Dude, what do you want him to do? Run around with
loser.
The ball for, run around with the ball for 20 seconds or some shit.
Yeah,
no,
like
I'm gonna put my shots up.
And then. Just stop being a loser. The Jazz should be so much better than they are. They're actually weak sauce right now. It's pissing me off. Just stop being fucking losers. I'm tired of these teams being losers. Stop being losers. My Spurs, stop being fucking losers. Win some games.
It's going to be a lot of editing.
I'm sorry.
No, but...
Loser.
There should be... I feel like some teams are really underperforming. They should honestly just be better.
Doug, in the beginning of the season, the Jazz were my dark horse
to win
the championship. Yep. I don't think they were going to win, but I think that they were going to be really, really close. I thought they were going to be like Western Conference Finals scores.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I agree.
They're losing
also,
a lot. Like,
also with the Nuggets, too. I thought they were going to be a dark horse, too.
That's a great transition. Spectacular. Oh, my God.
I do this for a living.
Oh, my God, that was good. What is wrong with Nikola Jokic? Like, what's going on?
I can answer that.
Like,
he's big.
He's been playing decent. Like, I mean, what is he averaging? 16, 10, and 6? Like, that's decent. But that's not Nikola Jokic good. Like, Nikola Jokic, I thought was going to get MVP this year. I'm not going to lie.
He's regarded as probably one of
the
best
center in the league.
One of them, at least.
Dude, first of all, you don't play good enough defense already. He's coming to training camp fat. Every year. That was the problem we had with Melo. Melo used to come to the training camp fat, right?
Yeah.
Like, all these players coming into the training camp fat, and you see the history of players coming into the training camp fat and losing a lot and not being good, and you're still coming in fat. Like, what are you doing, bro? You're like Zion weight, but Zion weight is muscle. You're, like, he's just so, like, just lose. Dog, it's pissing me off. Like, yes, Jokic has stretches where he'll score 0 points for, like, a month. You know, but it's never in the beginning of the season. This is the beginning of the season, and you're supposed to be playing at your best so you can get so many wins that you don't have to, that you can pretty much coast for the reason,
yeah,
for the rest of the season. But no, you want to, I mean, 15-8 is good. I will say that. 15-8 is really good. But 16-6-10, like, you're Nikola Jokic. You should be averaging a triple-double.
At least, like, damn near close to it. And then look,
I mean,
at his percentage from three. He was actually a good three-point shooter.
He is a good three-point shooter, and he's not shooting well
at all.
Like, come on, dude. Like,
and that team overall, I feel like it's really good. Like,
they've regressed, it seems seems like they've regressed from last season, and they're a young team. Like, didn't they have the lowest average age in the NBA last year?
Yeah.
Like,
because Jokic is only 24. This is,
and he's the star player. Jamal Murray is under 25. Has Michael Porter's been getting some minutes, right?
A little bit.
Michael Porter's under 25. Like,
Bobo's
not getting any minutes.
I know, but he's still 18 or 19.
Yeah, he's young. They have so many young players. They're so young. They should be progressing, not regressing.
Yeah.
It's like they're all 40. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It's like they all turned from 24 to 40 in, like, one season. Like, what happened?
Yeah.
What's going on, dude? Like, all these teams are really frustrating me.
I feel like, do you think it's because, like, those other teams, like the Mavs, the Clippers, the Lakers, the you know, Rockets, right. you know, do you think they're just so much better. Talent-wise better? And, you know,
I don't think better? Those teams are so much talent-wise better than them.
Because it just looks like, honestly, when they're facing, like, when they faced the Lakers at home, it was basically a blowout.
But I don't think those teams are that much better than the Nuggets, though. No, that's my thing.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
I mean, talent-wise, I think that they have. I think that the Nuggets have really good talent with Jokic. Jamal Murray is like a top 15 point guard in the league. Like these are some really good players. They have really good players. Paul Millsap, he's a little bit older, but he's still really fucking good. Like they have really good players. I don't think that their talent is that far off from
like a Lakers
or Clippers. Like. I think that Jokic is like at a lower tier than LeBron and Anthony Davis, but I still think he's think he's a high tier player. Yeah, I think that he can take a team to a championship if he just put in the effort and the work and stop being so fucking fat. Yeah. He's so doughy. He's like Jabari Parker when he was with the Bulls. Like, do something, bro. Like, show me something. You need to show me something. After last year, after he beat my Spurs in the playoffs, I was like, okay, this guy is really good. Like, he's going to be something special. But he's showing me that he's looking at me like, fuck you. You know what I mean? Like, he's spitting in my face, in my opinion. Like, come on, bro. Like, do better.
I'm just like, trying to check his stats for last
year. It's so frustrating. It's frustrating when you like a talent and they just don't play.
He was averaging 20 points last year. Let's see how many assists. Seven assists.
And damn near 11 rebounds. Like, he's regressed in every statistical category, including including field goal percentage and three-point percentage. He was shooting
free throws, too. Look.
He was shooting three. What? And he's down on, like, he's literally down in every statistical category. Come on, bro. Like,
do you think they should be worried? Or do you think this is just something?
They should be worried? I think that they should put him on a treadmill and tell him not to get off until he's 250 pounds.
I think I would be worried.
I'm very worried. I'm absolutely worried because if you're regressing that far, and whilst it's only been what 23 games, that's still a lot of games. That's like what 10%. What's that?
That's
damn near 20% of the season.
No, that's more than the quarter.
Yeah. Okay. So a quarter of the season. We're like a quarter of the way through with the season. And you're playing like this, and you're still only averaging 16 points?
Yeah.
Like
you, if you're an MVP, you should at least be 25.
25 plus. I know he's still going to have one of those stretches where he has 0 points, and it's going to be even worse.
Excuse me. In the playoffs are right now, they're going to be facing the Rockets.
They're getting clapped by the Rockets.
I was going to say, who do you think is going to win?
They're getting clapped by the Rockets. They're getting absolutely obliterated by the Rockets. If Jokic is playing like that... They're getting clapped by the Rockets.
Because they can just throw it in Capella, and he's going to defend Capella.
The Rockets aren't really usually good in the playoffs like that, but they're clapping the Rockets. They're getting clapped by the Rockets.
They're generally good in like the first and second round. But.
Yeah, that's because of... I mean, I don't know. It's just hard to explain. It's a lot to talk about. And I don't really feel like unpacking it because of Jokic.
If you guys can let me and him know why the Nuggets and Jokic are playing so... awful.
They're not playing awful though. The Nuggets are 15 and 8.
That's decent, awful. Dude. They were the second or
the
first
two seed. But if you look at it, bro, they're only 4 games back from the 2 seed. It's not really that much of a difference. But
still, bro,
they should be. They definitely should be better. But Jokic himself needs to be better. Yeah. For me, it's just a Jokic thing because 15 and 8 is really good.
Yeah. To me.
But that shit is whack, bro. Like. Do better.
Because if they go in the play, I mean, if he's playing like this and they go into the playoffs, and if this was last year and they were facing the Houston Spurs or Houston Spurs,
San Antonio Spurs,
we're
clobbering them.
Yeah,
like LaMarcus is giving that nigga buckets because he don't play defense anyway, and now he's not playing good offense. Come on, please.
Yeah,
please. Like, come on, bro. Like, oh, all right. Well, let's talk about some more sobering news.
I mean, this is just quick news right here. Kevin Love wants to get traded to Portland. How do you feel about that? Do you like that?
I think it's a decent fit. But with Carmelo there, and he's been playing pretty well, it's kind of going to take his minutes away.
Yeah, you can mess up.
But they do need rebounds, and they do need a big man,
a center.
Yeah. So, anybody. I mean. Didn't K-Love get a 30-30 game a few years ago? Like, he can do it.
That was back in Minnesota, though.
Yeah, but I think he's... I think he's more of a...
rebound and spot-up shooter, probably.
Yeah, I mean, well, I mean, I still feel like he's got that in him. He just hasn't been... like, he just led the Cavs to beat us last night. So, I think he's still got it in him to be that guy. But, if he goes to Portland, that would be a great fit with Dame and CJ. Oh my God, that'd be a three-headed monster. That'd be, like, amazing. I think that team could win the championship, probably. If you add the right pieces around, which they don't really have.
And I think they're... honest. What are they?
Yo, speaking of what's wrong with something, what's wrong with the NBA? Why are we not... there are no trades that's happened. No trades have happened this entire season.
No buyouts, no...
Nothing. Literally nothing. No trades, nothing.
Everybody, right now, all the teams that are, like, contending, they're waiting on Andre Iguodala to either get traded or
bought out. Right. Yeah. But there's no other... Nobody else. My Spurs haven't made any trades. They've been playing like garbage. OKC haven't moved CP3 yet.
He said he's okay if he ends up staying there. He says he's
fine. I don't think the Thunder would want him that. There.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying.
Like, they haven't moved anyone. The Timberwolves are, like... they're decent. They've been playing really well for themselves.
Somebody said, I was listening to another podcast. Somebody was saying that...
stop doing that.
What?
Listen to another podcast.
Shut up.
Somebody only was listen here.
Somebody was saying that Kat is going to be the new AD, where he's a good talent, but no other teammates.
You know what's absolutely comedy?
What?
I just said, literally before the season started, I seen something that said Kat would be the new Boogie Cousins. He's on this team and he's putting up crazy numbers, but the team isn't doing anything.
Yeah.
But check this out. I think that the Timberwolves quite possibly could be like
a really good team
if they make some moves. They need to make they need a point guard. They need to try to like get, if Derrick Rose is still there, I think they'd be okay. But I think they need more of a Rubio style point guard.
Yeah.
To get the ball to Cat.
Get it back. Get Rubio back to Minnesota.
Was he there?
Yeah. That's where he got drafted from.
Okay, but not recently.
No, not recently.
He was at the Jazz. He's on the Jazz. Okay, so yeah. I think that they need to get a nice little point guard that can pass, like a Rondo or Rubio or Alonzo, something like that.
Alonzo.
I know the Pelicans don't need him. Brandon Ingram's been playing really well.
Al Horford, breaking news. Knee, hamstring, will miss second straight game Friday against the Pelicans.
That's breaking news. There you go. We broke it to you. Al Horford, he's really good, too. And that's sad that he's going to be missing this game.
He's a Hall of Famer.
But big Hall of Famer, big Franklin the Turtle, all that. Probably one of the best defensive centers in the league.
If they get Lonzo, that would be a good team.
Yeah, exactly. So
I like that move.
Thank you.
Yeah.
D'Angelo Russell, that's another one they could get. They could try to get D'Angelo.
I mean, he's friends with Kat.
He said at the beginning of the season that D'Angelo, Kat, and Devin Booker are going to be on a team at some point. So why not get that? Why wouldn't you be the Timberwolves? Right. Well, as the Timberwolves, why wouldn't you try to get two of them so that way the third one just comes along? You know what I mean? So, that's what you do.
Even if you just get one of them, you know Kat's going to want to stay there and play with his friend. So, I know what you mean, but I'm saying, if the team sucks, he's still going to have his friend.
So he's still going to have D'Angelo Russell, who he came up with. Like, I would like to see that team, but who's going to play defense is the only problem. Like, they need to keep Robert Covington. They need to get, Alfred Aminu. Like, they need at least two people that can defend.
Or, Kat can try to get be a good defender. You know? He can try it.
If you think so. But is there any more news so I can move on to this sobering news that I was just about to talk about?
Any other news that I want? Knicks fire Fizdale.
Oh, yeah. Knicks fire Fizdale. Thank God. Shout out Fizdale. He didn't really do a great job there. I'm not going to say he did. In conjunction with the fact that he's with a bad front office, he wasn't a good coach. Like, he's
not a good coach. I feel like we were saying before, he's a good assistant coach.
He's a really good assistant coach. I think he'd be a really great assistant coach. But as a, head coach, I don't think he didn't show anything for me to be like, okay, I'm going to hire him as my head coach.
With the Grizzlies, and then got fired from there. And then
right.
He wasn't on the team. He wasn't an assistant. He wasn't nothing.
Right.
And then he got the Knicks job. I'm not going to lie. The Knicks, that team was awful. They all had power forwards. He called it. Mm-hmm. He called it. They signed Julius Randle and a bunch of power forwards.
Yeah. And they have like 4 point guards, don't they? They got Neal Kina, Dennis Smith.
Alonzo Trier.
Trier. Like, they have too many of every position. Like,
I don't even know. Do they even have a shooting guard? I don't know.
RJ Barrett.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah,
RJ Barrett. Right. I think he's a 3, though. He's a 2-3. One of those two. He can play 2. Anyway, Fizdale, thank God that he got out of there. Because that's a terrible place to be. I wouldn't want to play there. I wouldn't want to coach there. I wouldn't want to be
even
a front office
even
there.
Even that they have all that money, like, nobody wants to go there just because it's a bad situation.
It's
altogether.
A bad team. Like, it's not even just the players. It's a bad team from top to bottom. Dolan's bad. The front office is bad. The players are bad. The coaching is bad. The goddamn guy that gets Joe everybody's Popcorn. Shoes is bad. The food at Madison Square Garden is probably bad. Like, it's just everything is bad about the Knicks, bro. Like, the Knicks are the new Suns, dog. Like,
I mean, yeah, the Suns.
The Suns are decent now. They're like, they have a direction that they're moving into. Yeah. But the Knicks are trash.
They got players that are contributing to the team.
They're veins.
Pretty good coach.
Cropped on. Monty Williams, who's a good coach.
Yeah.
Devin Booker, spectacular volume scorer.
And who do the Knicks have?
RJ Barrett?
Who?
RJ Barrett?
Who that?
Rookie.
Oh, alright.
He was Zion sidekick. That's it. That's literally their only player is the Zion sidekick. I don't think he's been playing bad necessarily. I haven't really checked.
They wanted Batman. They got Robin.
Robin Jackson Barrett. Nigga. I mean, I don't think we're. He hasn't been playing bad. 14 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists. His field goal percentage is absolute crap, but rookies' field goal percentages are generally bad. Like, 39% from the field is bad. His 32% from 3 isn't that terrible. His free throw percentage is absolutely awful. 54%. That's center numbers.
I mean, RJ Barrett, in 3 years, mark my words. Or when do rookies' contracts expire? Is it 3 or 4?
It's 2 years it's 2 years and then 2 years on a team option. So four years.
So for 4 years. In 4 years, he's going to be looking for a trade.
Oh, absolutely. The same thing happened with Porzingis.
Yeah.
Absolutely. After his rookie contract was over, Porzingis asked for a trade, literally.
Yep. The thing, Stephen A. said that they should try to get Jason Kidd so they can entice Giannis. Giannis is not.
Now, who really might entice Giannis, because he's a part of their long-term plans, is the Warriors.
Oh, I heard about that.
He's absolutely a part of their long-term plans, and once he his contract expires, they're going to be going after him very aggressively.
Imagine. Bro,
I don't know if that'll happen.
I kind of think it might.
It's a possibility.
Everything's possible.
Yeah.
Everything's possible.
And he fit really well with that team, Jesus Christ. He fit amazing.
Yeah. He can just be a LeBron and then they can.
You can just take out Draymond and put in Giannis.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be fine.
Just trade Draymond, yeah.
Take out, like, Draymond probably should retire within the next 2 or 3 years anyway. So,
season, I get him.
You take out Draymond, you put in Giannis. And it's absolutely...
And you just have the shooters.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Because Draymond is, 12 points per game, like 8 rebounds, like 6 assists or something like that.
Yeah.
And Giannis can do that times 2. He can probably do 25 points a game, 8 assists, and 17 rebounds or some shit like that. Something crazy. Something absolutely insane. Especially in that...
System,
yeah. So I think that he'd be amazing on that team. I don't think it'll happen. I want it to, though. I would like to see
it. You want that
to
happen.
I kind of
want
to see what that's like. But shit, the Warriors aren't really... Warriors aren't in a bad predicament, if we're being honest here. Can we talk about that a little bit? Can I go on a little tangent about the Warriors?
You go.
The Warriors are absolutely losers this year. Jesus Christ. But
what?
Absolute losers.
Right.
Absolute terrible losers this year. They're the last seed...
5-21.
They're literally worse than the Knicks, right?
They're worse than the Knicks, guys.
Check this out. They get a high lottery pick, right? This year. Then they have Steph Clay, that rookie, Draymond, D'Angelo Russell, all coming back next year. It's gonna be absolutely insane. If they get the first pick, they get James Wiseman. the center out of
Memphis
with the one that got the one that's getting coached by Penny Hardaway, right?
Yeah.
So that's absolutely insane. First of all, that'll be a that's another Clash of the Titans team. That's another Greek gods unified team. You know what I mean? So it's gonna be an amazing next year. Is gonna be a really good year for them. I think this year this is where they have to grind.
I think they might start off slow next year.
No, I don't think so, bro.
I think they might
do 73-9 again.
No, he's coming back. Clay's coming back with an injury to his foot. Steph is coming back to injury with his hand. I think they got to use...
Steph isn't even hurt anymore. He's just not going to play.
Yeah. But I mean Clay himself, because Clay does a lot of running. So, yeah. You know.
Not as much as Steph does, though.
Not as much as Steph, Clay, but he does a lot of running, too.
I mean, Clay. I think Clay will be fine because he got hurt.
Start off slow. I think they're gonna start off slow.
I don't think so. I think they're gonna start off really.
What happened? It was his Achilles, though, or
I think it was MCL.
Oh yeah.
I think it was MCL in his knee.
Yeah.
So that's a big deal. That's definitely a big deal because I mean, but not really because Derrick Rose used to tear his MCL every fucking year and be fine the next year.
Yeah, but look what happened.
Nothing really happened. I mean, like when he was with the Knicks, he tore his MCL and went to the Cavs, and they didn't give him any minutes. But then that next year, when he went to the Timberwolves, he was perfectly fine. He tore his MCL at the end of the season with the Timberwolves too. And then he came back this year and was absolutely. It started off absolutely insane.
I know, but I'm saying, like, do you really want a player to keep on getting injured?
I think he's gonna. I think they're gonna put him at.
I
think they're gonna put him on a minutes restriction.
Yeah.
So I think they're going to put him on a minutes restriction, but I mean, does it really matter if he's playing 25 minutes a game and still averaging like 25 points, you know? Like, is it really going to affect too much of anything? I don't think they're going to start slow. I think they're going to be fine. I think
they're going to start off slow. Just with injury, bro.
I mean, if you say so. I mean, I accept you, but I accept what you have to say, but I disagree.
Talk about Stern.
Yeah, okay, so the sobering news that I've been trying to get to for like 30 minutes at this point.
I apologize,
guys. We needed to get those stories off. David Stern had a sudden brain hemorrhage on Thursday and underwent emergency surgery. He collapsed at Brasserie 8.5 restaurant in Manhattan while dining. And he went to a nearby hospital and he underwent brain surgery, which is serious. It's a serious problem. Hopefully he'll be better. Hopefully, I mean, but he's 77, so it's gonna be a
That's tough.
That's a little scary. I
mean, even though some people don't like him, he's kind of controversial when it comes to specific things he did.
Like
I still hope he you know heals.
That everything comes fine. Yeah, everything happens. You know what I'm saying? Everything, nothing. We just hope he doesn't die.
He was a commissioner for 30 years.
He was an amazing. He wasn't a great commissioner, but he was good. He was good. He wasn't terrible. He was good.
Personally, I like Adam Silver more.
I do. I definitely like Adam Silver more. He's more creative to me.
And he's also more of like a player
first.
Yeah, player first type person.
Yeah.
I mean, but still, I don't hope nothing goes wrong with his surgery. I hope everything goes by.
Happened on Thursday. It is Friday. So hopefully we'll get some more news in the coming days.
Right.
And we'll keep you updated on our Twitter account. @LockdownPod.
@LockdownPod. Don't forget it.
So, if any more news comes out, we'll keep you updated. What else do we have going on? Let's talk about...
What don't we have going on?
Shit. Yeah, so much shit going on.
We can talk about the G League.
Oh, yeah! G League. They're getting a Mexican team. That's awesome. They're getting a team from Mexico.
They're... Like I was saying to him earlier, like this is gonna like NBA is really big in the United States. It's really big in China, even though there's a kind of hiccup right now, but it's still big there. We don't have an NBA team or league in Europe, but we still have the Euro League, and they're really big with basketball there. And then we have our African league in Africa.
Right.
Now, the NBA basketball is just taking over, honestly, as a global sport. It is already a global sport, but I think it's just gonna go beyond that, honestly. Mm-hmm. I think it's gonna turn kind of like soccer, where every team has their own, or every country has their own team.
Mm-hmm.
And then getting, you know, a team in Mexico. Now this is a G League team; they don't have a NBA affiliate. But I mean, that's great. That's great. If I'm not mistaken, the G League team was already an existing team, right?
In the Mexican league.
And I think their name is called Capitanes. if I'm not mistaken. But I mean, I think that's crazy.
What does that mean?
Captains.
Oh, cool.
What it sounds like. But I mean, that's a great news. I mean, they have a team in Canada, so if they bring a team in Mexico, just an NBA team, that'd be crazy. That'd be cool.
Right. You want to talk about MVP?
MVP. Oh yeah, we talked about MVP.
So there was recently a straw poll for
this is on ESPN, by the way,
for the MVP of the league. Giannis has the most first place votes with 48. LeBron has 29. Luka Doncic, who isn't surprising, is at 14. Harden at 9. Pascal Siakam didn't get any first or second place votes, but he has the most votes for fifth place, and he has 5 for fourth place now and 1 for third.
For you guys that don't know what first, second, third, fourth, you know, whatever. So 5 points is for first place. 4 points would be second, third, 3 points, 2 would be fourth, and then 1 for fifth. Okay, so that's how they rank them. So how that's how much. So if you get 45 first place votes, you times that by 5, and then you get how much votes he has. I'm not a calculator or anything. I don't know what that is, but
I have no idea what any of that means. But I will say this. I will say this.
That's how many points
I think
he has.
240. So, I think that Giannis probably deserves MVP this year.
Oh, yeah.
And if not Giannis, probably Luka. And then LeBron.
I can see
it. I will not say LeBron is completely ruled out for MVP this year.
Mm-mm.
But for me, I just don't feel like... I feel like Giannis and Luka deserve it a little bit more. LeBron's been playing really well this year.
And he's playing defense.
He's definitely made me eat my words coming into this season. I've definitely had to eat a lot of crow this season because he's been really putting work in. And I can appreciate that. And, you know, it definitely hurts a little bit that the Lakers are doing really well and the Spurs aren't. But, I mean... It's still greatness and that I'm witnessing. He's not the greatest of all time, but he is up there in the greatest of all time conversation.
The thing I like is we had so much hype going into this season.
And you guys have been living up
to
it.
Yeah, living up to it, surpassing it.
Absolutely surprising.
I honestly, as a Laker fan, I thought the best we can do is a 5 seed, to be honest.
Really? With Anthony Davis and LeBron?
Well, first time playing, they usually have LeBron's teams are kind of slow. So I was like,
kind of iffy in the beginning.
Yeah, 5 or 4 seed. I didn't expect this. I'm not going to lie to you guys. But you know what? You know, I'm happy. I'm glad that the team is doing well.
You should. Yeah, you absolutely should be happy that you guys are living up to expectations. I mean, they're good. And if they're good, then LeBron should be in the conversation for MVP. For me, though, it's Giannis. He's... the best player in the league.
I would agree. Giannis, I feel like people are forgetting about Giannis. I don't know if they're getting...
Nowadays, everybody want to talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips, just a bunch of gibberish. You know exactly like they forgot about Giannis. All right, continue. My bad.
Huh?
Little MVP, little Eminem reference.
I think they forget about him, honestly. He's putting up crazy stats, and sometimes like 30 points, 11 rebounds, 9 assists, something like that.
And he's shooting more, too.
And
he's just
threes.
Putting that bitch up.
He is shooting threes. He's walking up. If you give him space,
In transition, just pulling that jaw, bro. And I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
But
he knows he has to get better. That's the thing. He knows.
And
every year,
working.
Yeah, every year he knows he has to get better at something. And he's doing it. He's averaging almost 31 points.
Just absolutely being the best Giannis he can be.
Yeah.
He's averaging more points than he did last year. He's averaging more rebounds than he did last year. His assist numbers went down by only 0.4. His free throw and 3-point percentage, though, absolutely way better. 31.9%, 32% from three. That's amazing for Giannis. And he's shooting 56%. Like, it's absolutely great. And that's what I love to see when players actually care about being better. Because last year, he kind of got undercut by the spectacular and absolutely irreplicable run that Kawhi had. He got undercut by that. This year, if he doesn't make it to the finals, there's an issue.
Yeah.
There's an issue. There's a real issue. So, this year, he's come back 10 times harder, and he's ready to go, you know?
Yes.
Absolutely ready to go.
So, I think he's MVP.
Yeah, most definitely.
Like, what guy from last year, from the year before, from the year before, just gets better?
Every single year. Like, he's...
Read out his averages, just of points. Just of points.
His first year, 6 points. He doubled that his next year with 12.7. 16 points the year after that. Well, 17 points. 23 points the year after that. 27 points the year after that. 28 points the year after that. 31 points this year. Like, absolutely, this is exactly the trajectory of an NBA player that I like to see.
Yeah.
I like to see you getting better every single year.
And then in one of those seasons,
visibly,
he actually won the Most Improved. So
yeah, I think he won it this year, 2017.
And the crazy part is, he should honestly get it again. If
he should get it every year.
like that amazing thing that people like to say about LeBron getting
MVP
like
every year.
This every year.
Most
he's
improved.
Just gonna
absolutely
keep on getting better. If he's averaging 35 points next year, I'm going to lose it. Like, honestly.
Dude,
like, it just looks like that's where he's going.
That looks like the logical next step in progression. Now, if he doesn't average that many points, then I won't be absolutely disappointed. But that just looks like the next step in his progression.
Yeah.
And he's so good, dude. I think Giannis might be the best player in the league.
In the league right now?
Yes. I think.
I feel like if he can knock down that shot a little bit better.
Dude, 32%. That's really good.
For him?
That's really good in general.
That's below.
For a big... 40% is like absolutely the best. That's Steph Curry. That's Jamal Murray. That's Buddy Hield. Giannis, like, he's a power forward, and he's shooting 32%. That's, you think Anthony Davis is a really good three-point shooter, right? You think Boogie Cousins used to be a really good three-point shooter, right? He used to be a really good three-point shooter. You know what his average was, his percentage?
What?
35, 34. Giannis is averaging 32. That's 3 to 4 more percentages. Like, that's really good. That's a high clip for a three-pointer, bro.
But what I'm saying, though, right?
Right. I'm listening.
If his averages are going up every season,
okay,
next season, it's going to go up.
It's crazy because even his field goal percentage averages have been going up.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. Except for this year, his field goal percentage went down a little bit more. But he's shooting three more.
Just by point, like... 2 or something.
0.4. Yeah. Or no. That's a full point.
Oh, my bad. Yeah.
It's a full
point.
Yeah, but dude, he's just so good. It's incredible. He's shooting 5 threes a game. He's shooting 5 threes a game on 32%. Like, that's amazing. Let me take his dick out of my mouth. Go ahead.
It's crazy.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Imagine out of nowhere he just gets a shot. Like, he just...
pulls in transition.
Yeah.
Pulls in whenever. Spit fades.
Yeah.
Luka step backs. Like,
imagine, bro.
Actually, I'd be very scared to imagine that. That would demolish the NBA.
He would probably be the best player of all time.
Highly likability. He's 7 foot. Shoots threes at a 40% clip. Dunks whenever he wants. All of that shit, like, dog, you can't beat it.
Right now, he's considered, the most dominant
player in the league.
So then imagine if he has another weapon, which he already has, but
if he was Steph Curry threes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That would be insane. That would be crazy.
He can bang down low in the post. He can dribble to the paint.
He can defend.
He can shoot. He can defend. He can rim protect. He can rim run. All of that. Anything that you want him to do, he can do. And he does it well. Except for shooting. And he does that NBA average.
You got to respect it. You respect it.
You have to respect it.
And I feel like he's one of those players that can play, honestly, in any era.
In any system, in any era.
To be honest. He's just...
absolutely in any system, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about Zion. He's not coming back to the NBA until 2020. Until next year. He's not.
After Christmas, that's what's kind of being reported.
What's being reported is after Christmas, but I don't think he's going to debut until January, or at least January.
He's not going to be a rookie of the year.
Has he even been playing full contact? He hasn't been playing full contact. He's just absolutely not ready yet.
To be honest, he should just take this this year, like, not even come back. Just come back next year.
Come back next year and pull a Ben Simmons?
Yeah.
And win the Rookie of the Year.
Because if you come in, they're not going to give you the Rookie of the Year because haven't played 20
games. Does Rookie of the Year matter?
It doesn't, but I'm just saying if you want it.
Because John Moran is getting it anyway.
I know, but I'm just saying if you want it.
Yeah.
If you want it. But, I mean, if you don't want to...
But if you're going to miss this entire season, I want you to come back in shape as fuck. I want you to be absolutely diesel, muscular, slimmer. Because
that's the reason he got injured, though.
Yeah, in the beginning of the season, he was a little bit thicker. He had a little more fat on his body.
He was eating too much gumbo.
Yeah, I mean, dude, I'd get fat if I lived in New Orleans too, dude. That food out there is just so great. But yeah, like, just be. I want you to be absolutely the best you could possibly be if you're gonna come back next year. Right. If you're not gonna come back this year, don't half-ass it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't half-ass it at all.
Yeah, I agree.
Moving on from the whole Zion situation, it's not too much to talk about in that situation. You know,
there's no news that we've heard
from Zion since like last week. But let's move on to Dion Waiters.
Believe it or not,
he has not played a single game this season, right?
No.
You know why?
Believe it or not, he got suspended again.
Third time this season. He's literally been suspended 3 times, dog, and has not played a single game. But, first time, was the first time because of the brownie on the airplane?
No.
Dude took an edible on an airplane and got suspended because of that. That was the second time, right?
That was the second time. The first time, I think, was just for detrimental.
Yeah, and this time, again, detrimental conduct for the team.
Yeah.
Again. Dion Waiters.
What are you doing?
Get your shit together. Please. I can cuss again now because the video is done. Get your shit together. Do fucking better. You need to do more.
If you want to stay in the NBA, you have to at least follow
get
some
Get your
of rules.
Shit together. Has he ever had this type of problem? I don't think he's ever gotten suspended this many times in a season. I don't think he's ever gotten suspended before the season. Like, I don't know.
I think he got suspended.
I'm sure he got suspended. I'm sure everybody's getting gets suspended at some point. But Jesus Christ, dude. Like, come on.
Yeah, no.
Come on, bro. Like, do better. You absolutely should do better. Like, you should want to do better. You should want to play in the NBA. And he just doesn't seem like he wants it.
He could be playing in China.
You could be playing in Mexico right now. You know what I'm saying? Could be playing in Canada right now. Not the Raptors. I'm talking about Canada's league. You could be playing in Europe.
No,
you'd be playing anywhere but the NBA, and you're playing in the NBA, and you want to bullshit?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Come on, bro. The G League.
Come on, bro. He would be at my G League affiliate. Sure. Doing this shit. Like, what the fuck? Get your shit together.
Just simple, man.
Like, stop doing shit that's detrimental to the team. This is the third time you've done some shit that's detrimental to the team, bro. Come on. Get your shit together. I want to see you in the NBA. I want to see you. Because you are probably one of my favorite players. You are one of those guys that could at any point just drop 50. Like, you just drop 50 one day and be averaging like 2 points for the rest of the season, dude. Like, Dion Waiters is one of my favorite players to watch because you never know what you're going to get from him. You could get either a really good role player or a superstar at any point.
You can get a knockdown three in Durant's face, or who was it, Clay's face, to win the game. Or you can get somebody that's doing brownies in the airplane.
Like, nah, bro. Like, with Dion Waiters, you could get, like, Kevin Durant, or you could get, like, Kyle Korver. Or you could get, like, Dillian Brooks. You know what I mean?
You can get
a superstar, or you could get a good role player. Like, at any point, you could get either. And that's why I like him so much. And I wish that he would stop bullshitting and do better. Like, please.
Now, is there any other news, or should we just wrap up?
I actually want to talk about trades. What type of trades do you think that the Lakers should make? Do you think they should make any moves? Do you think they're good right now?
I think we're fine. I feel like, because we're like such a like.
Close knit team.
Yeah, like we have that chemistry down, so I feel like if we just bring somebody else.
DeMarcus is showing up to
He's showing up to road games.
For no reason.
Yeah, for no reason.
He ain't even signed for next year. He's not gonna play this year. He's not even signed for next year, but he's showing up for road games.
Yeah, so I don't think we should get another player. I don't think do we need another player? We might need probably like a scorer from the bench, but no. Nah.
The Clippers definitely need a point guard.
The Clippers who do they have? Pat Bell?
Yeah, but he's not really a point guard.
No, I'm saying,
he's
kind but of, that's it.
He's kind of like a 3-and-D role player. I think they need a point guard that can pass the ball, bring the ball up.
Get CP back.
I mean, maybe? That's not a terrible idea. I just would rather them not because I hate CP and I just don't want him on a team that I like. That's not a terrible idea. Do you think the Mavericks should make any moves?
They need a wing defender.
A wing defender? Robert Covington from Minnesota?
Yeah.
That's a good one. If Andre Roberson ever falls back from the fucking hill that he's buried under,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, Jesus Christ, where is he? We still have no idea where
we discussed where this on Andre Roberson. Last pod. We're gonna discuss it again. Where are you?
Please find Concept. Robert. I think I want to make this a consistent thing within all episodes
until we get news.
Find Andre Roberson, the best defender in the league. Where are you? Where are you? I can't find you. I need you here. I like Andre Roberson.
Does he even post in his social media or anything?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't even know what his social media is. Like, where are you?
That's crazy. I don't know.
Where is he? Like, what is he doing?
Yeah, no news.
Where's his Twitter?
No Twitter. Oh, right
there. Oh,
there
it is. Fly 6 days. He's tweeting, but he ain't playing. Why is this his background?
That? Who is that?
Who is these people? Who are these people?
Missing person?
Like, what's going on? Where are you? Come back to the league!
He's tweeting about missing people like he's not missing himself.
God! Find him! Is he getting... Where is he? Where is he?
I was
about to make a joke that you would probably end up having to edit out, so we're not going to make that joke. But where is he at? We need Roberson back. God dang. Oh my God, dude. And where's Mike Conley?
He's injured.
He can't show up for nothing. He sucks. Why is he sucking so bad?
All right.
Jesus. Jokic sucks. Conley sucks. All these players are sucking. DeRozan sucks. Why are these players sucking like this?
Bertans doesn't suck.
Why do we trade him? Yo, son, Bertans is averaging like 20 points right now, bro. Like, he just dropped 30. He just dropped a 30 ball yesterday.
Like 40% from three.
Dude, we called him I don't know how to pronounce that thing. Latavian Laser. It was amazing. Oh, he was so good for us, and we just let him go. I'm tired of the Spurs letting people go. We let go of Kawhi, the Bertans, Boban, everybody. We just let everybody go.
Boban.
Yeah, we had Boban.
Oh, yeah, you did.
We had Boban, and then we didn't want to give him a $7 million contract. Papa's like, you know what? Just go get your money, bro.
And then you let go of Marcus.
We didn't let go of him. Fuck Marcus Morris. Hashtag fuck Marcus Morris. Welcome to the Spurs Reddit.
Man, we're gonna wrap it up.
Yeah, we can wrap it up. Right. This is a short episode. Jesus Christ, 52 minutes.
It's not like there was a lot of news though.
We missed a whole week.
Yeah,
missed a whole week.
All right, guys, what is your name?
I'm Young Don the Meech Rose.
And what is my name?
That's Big Yo Yo Vani.
And what's the podcast name?
We are the Lockdown Podcast. You can follow us individually at MIECHROSE and
Big Yo Vani. BIGYOVANI. I wasn't going to spell it out. He looked at me, so I had to. He pressured me.
And you can follow both of us in conjunction with each other at the Lockdown Pod. At Lockdown Pod. LOCKDOWNPOD.
And our YouTube.
More. Is it the Lockdown Pod or is it Lockdown Pod?
It's the Lockdown Pod.
The best podcast. If you want to hear some sports news, if you want to hear your basketball news,
we got breaking news.
This is the best podcast to follow. The best podcast of the NBA.
The best you know what? We're nominated for a podcast award. You know that?
We're not.
But we're getting there. We should be.
Fuck the Woj podcast. Fuck Zach Lowe's podcast. Fuck all them podcasts. We're the best podcast to be on. Listen to us. We are the best ones. All
right. Now we're gonna wrap it up, though.
Okay. Thank you. Have a great day.
Happy holidays. And then,
Merry motherfucking Christmas.
Don't forget, we're going to do our
Christmas episode. Christmas it will episode. Be coming out December 26th because we're doing it live while we're watching
the games.
So, please be on the lookout for that. We will be watching the NBA games and it will be out the very next day. That's your Christmas present from us. A little bit late, but it's there nonetheless. It's running on CP time. Thank you for listening. And we are the Lockdown Podcast. Peace.
Peace.